keeping on, keeping on in this hard world we find ourselves in at this time. Welcome. It's a real pleasure to see each of you here, and I thank you for your time. Time is very valuable, and many of you have very rugged schedules. And so I thank you for being here. Now, if you will please take a moment and be aware of yourself. If you want to just close your eyes, you can. If you don't want to, you don't need to, fine. Just be aware of yourself. Your sensations in your body, your feelings, for example, glad, sad, mad, scared, or don't know. And if you don't want to do this exercise, then notice your objections. Just attune to, I don't want to do this because. See if you can be here now. That's a basic existential principle. And if not, if that's really hard, which I think it is often, let yourself, your mind, your feelings, your sensations go to where you want to go. And just notice where you go. Now, let's come back to here if you can. If not, just stay there. This is a special occasion. 40, it's 42, I thought 41. 42 years of existence for the first existentialist. I'm having a hard time saying it today. I have a dry mouth because of allergies, so excuse me when I'm having trouble getting some words out. When Reverend Lanier Clance came here from Cleveland, he had a dream of starting an existentialist congregation in which there would be a deep appreciation of art, music, and philosophical ideas, to combine the philosophical with all the other things, such as the beautiful art we see and the music we hear, and the ideas. He was a pacifist and a feminist. Now, many of us here have shared that dream and have made it happen, because without many who are here in this congregation and those of you who keep coming here, we would not have keep that dream coming true. Now, I'm going to ask that another group of people stand, and please save applause till the end, okay? Would all board members from any time stand? Yeah, see? Would all treasurers stand? Okay. Who's been a treasurer? A treasurer. Yeah, many of you, yeah. Would all chairs and committee members stand from any time? Would anyone who's ever made a financial contribution stand, including this morning? Okay, so now let's all stand and give ourselves a round of applause. Thank you. Yes, all the many, 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 many things that people do to keep us in existence and have done. And there are many other people who couldn't be here today who are on the road or different things. But thank you for coming. We really hope you will continue to come. And let's get the spirit, renew the spirit, find the vitality to keep on keeping on. I think we are very much needed at this time, and that we need to keep on keeping on. The other thing is, we are still making a difference. Individually and as a congregation, we are still making a difference. As Simone de Beauvoir says, one's life has value as long as one attributes value to the life of others by means of love, friendship, and compassion. Any of those things, love, friendship, or compassion. Also, many of us here, and even people who couldn't be here today, are out making a difference. Many of us marched for voting rights. Many of us marched on the women's rights. Many of us marched for freeing children from cages. And yes, so those who believe religion and politics aren't connected don't understand either. Mahatma Gandhi. Those who believe that politics and religion do not mix understand neither Albert Einstein. So it makes a difference what we as a congregation do, each one in his or her own way do. Now, if you will take a moment and be aware, however it's best for you to do that, close your eyes or just be silent. In what way have you made a difference this day, this week, this month, this year? Really take time and think how you have made a difference. Sometimes it can be something small, a smile, a nod, a reaching out to someone, a thank you, an awareness of giving a hand or in some way helping someone. Audre Lorde says, "My silences had not protected me." Your silence will not protect you. But for every real word spoken, for every attempt I have ever made to speak these truths for which I am seeking, I have made contact with other women while we examine the words to fit in a world we all believed, bridging our differences. And I think that goes men and women. How at times can we be together and bridge our differences and support our differences? So just again, let it come up, let it, if possible, bubble up in you the things that you have done. And sometimes people who do a lot dismiss the big things they also have done. All right. And I want to share my personal experience when I went through this exercise for myself. I felt sad. I kind of felt real sad, like, I know what a difference I made. You know, when I was a professor, and saw that difference in my students' lives, or when I was a psychotherapist. And, you know, at times that therapy was life-saving for people. They knew it, I knew it, I saw changes that helped a person live and sometimes go beyond just living to really fulfilling their potential and starting to live their dreams. And so now, you know, I feel sad because, you know, the things in which I make a difference some days are very small. Sometimes just getting through a day can be rough. So some of us are there, maybe other people there, and others are here appreciating. And I hope, you know, just knowing how important those things are, that, and sometimes it's a smile, a nod. A few of the things I do are to make sure that I learn the name of people who are providing service at the grocery store, at the restaurant, and thanking them because they are serving and providing something that I need and that I appreciate, and it makes my life better having it. So, we go then to keeping on, keeping on. And for each of us, just think a moment how you help yourself keep on keeping on doing, reaching out, living, keeping hope, keeping action when at times things look very dreadful, the kinds of things we see happening in the world in which there's a tremendous emphasis on fear, on being afraid, on not approving of someone who is different, on, you know, not wanting to be helpful to those who need help, and on the differences. And I know sometime, hopefully, if my energy holds up, I actually want to give a workshop on how do we talk to people who stand so firmly in another camp. How do we do that? And, you know, I think Martin Luther King, love, a lot of the people emphasized that we had to keep having love for those people, you know, that scare us so much, that seem to want to take away the things we value so much. And, you know, how do we do that? And Lanier always said in hard times, we have to keep on keeping on, and we cannot become what the people we're disagreeing with are. In order to fight them, we cannot become like them. So I would love it this year if all of you came back often, and if we could help each other keep on keeping on, if we could encourage each other. And I tell you, I often get very discouraged. It seems so hard and scary, and yet pulling together is very important. And so I really, really, really appreciate you and each person here as we keep on keeping on and wanting to make a difference. Amen.